On the telephone with us this morning, we check in every Wednesday with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and to Margaret. It is another warm day, isn't it?
It is. It was the sauna feeling once again walking out of the house. Not quite as bad as the other day, but kind of close. So
it's delightful. Summertime.
It's
we don't have to shovel
all,
humidity.
It's summer
oh,
in
it'll
Indiana.
Be great.
How could it be anything less than delightful?
It'll be great. But, we can't do anything about it anyhow, so we'll embrace it and get out there.
It's fine. I'd rather have the warm weather than the cold any day of the week. So.
Yeah, me too.
Well, speaking of cold, you've given the cold shoulder to a council vote last night. You even got your picture in the paper. Good job, Marty. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Hard to tell what I only do the newspaper online, so I don't see a picture. I don't even want to see the picture.
It's a great picture.
Actually, it's a good picture of you, Marty. They didn't They didn't use a grumpy one.
Well, let me just say when in this vote having to do with $2 million bond, it is not that I was against every one of the things that they plan to do with the money, although I get what you're saying about the vehicle that could be purchased with public safety taxes, another story we'll talk about here in a minute.
Okay.
But indeed, what I was trying to do was make it clear at some point in time, a protest vote against what the commissioners did when they gobbled up our TMCAP money to the tune of almost $500,000 a year to pay for the parking garage over many, many years, and made it clear they did not need to discuss it with the county council, who is the fiscal body to represent the entire county, that they could just do it, and they didn't need our approval. And so they did. So now there will be no way of getting around this $2 million bond every year. I just don't see any way that they're going to do it, because we just have so many buildings to maintain. And
so that's what this bond is for. The bond is annually put in place because you have to maintain all these buildings you chose to buy and not rent?
Well, if you have all these buildings, you feel like you're a real estate agent here. So, and a developer. Actually, we have to maintain these buildings, and we have to. The more when you grow county government, you have to have the desks and the chairs and all of the things that go with it.
But Marty,
now, some
you
of
do.
That is good when we're getting the dollars in. For instance, we got this huge dollars that were coming out of the state to help us address these additional felons that we are going to have to maintain. And we discussed that budget last night. And that's over $1 million, $1,349,797 to help maintain that for the community corrections. So, but, you know, if they give you more money to have more probation officers, you have to figure out where they're going to be. And
Marty,
you know,
you do have quite a few buildings that are rented out to various people. And from what I understand, the way the leases are set up, they're set up so that all of the maintenance falls on the lease holder. So,
well,
I mean, not all of the buildings are in that category.
They're sure not. For instance, the building I'm speaking of now, where a lot of the community corrections is, and some of the probation folks are, that's all county government. And like in the lower levels where the voter registration office is.
Sure.
And so those buildings have to be maintained. And then we have, you know, the huge jail and court system.
But the maintenance of this isn't new. This didn't just start last week, did it?
Well, no, but obviously you have to continue to do what you have to do to take care of the building.
Sure. Now, what did we do 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, I will say that 4 years we did a $2 million bond. And then there would be a year or two where we wouldn't. And
yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, Marty.
Right.
This has been going on.
And the reason why it has to be under that $2 million mark is because then it's a shoo-in. The state won't stop you from doing that. But if you try to get it to go higher than that, then you have to jump through more hoops. So I just wonder, will we still do this once if this public safety tax goes through and we have this huge influx of money that will help us take care of other issues? Will we still do the $2 million bond on top of that?
Well, there's never enough money. There's never enough
money.
Yeah,
you're right. Well, I guess it depends on from which end you're looking at, but the person who's saying it would like to say, give us a break. Give us a little bit of time in between. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the airport came forward to get an appropriation of $563,579. Now, most of that will be paid for by the federal government. 90% of it will be, 4% will be state, and 6% local. And that's for that perimeter fence skirting to go around. And it's so important because you can't have planes coming in and have to fight with the deer or whatever's in the middle of the runway. Now this, we don't know for sure that we have this grant, but we went ahead and put the vote in place so that when he gets that grant dollars in, he can immediately move forward with that fence situation. And also, our highway department came forward and we put together those restricted rainy day funds so that we can move our dollars around and capture some of that money from the state to do our road work that from this special tax money that we can apply for. It's like $1 million.
What's special about it?
Well, it's because the state set aside dollars that the counties can come forward and ask for a portion of that to match with our dollars. And,
gotcha.
And
so it's not there every
projects,
year?
It's, well, we don't know how long it's going to go on. You know, when the state puts things in place, you have to just sort of jump through the hoops and hope that you'll be chosen. You know, pick me, you're nice. And so it's that kind of thing. But, you know, we've got a good highway department. They got the numbers together, and they're ready to go apply for the money. And it will stretch our dollars. It will make it, it'll double what we are able to do here without that. But then we get back into some of the things that you were talking about earlier about the public safety tax. And I would tell you, we still do not know for certain whether or not that has been approved at the state. The fact is, I've not heard that it has been. What I did hear yesterday is that because I was trying to ask the state, look, if you don't approve it, are we supposed to be able to go ahead and vote on something yet this year, or will it be next year, or what do we have to do? And it appears that there are those at the state level that is saying, once again, that this county adopted that public safety tax in a time period that's not addressed in that new legislation, but that they had spoken with the Department of Revenue, and they are saying that it appears we need to adopt a second ordinance that would be under the new statute. So it wouldn't be like we've done before. It would be have to follow along with the new local option income tax statute. So I do have a number to contact to say, okay, please let us know what we're supposed to be doing. You know, let's see if we're supposed to be doing it yet this year. Please let us know. We have so many people who are saying, should I count on this for budgets, not count on it for budgets? And there's a whole lot more than whether or not the fire departments can come forward and ask for a portion of it. I mean, the city is also supposed to be getting their $1 million back that they're putting into central dispatch now. They won't have to do that. In addition, they will have more dollars coming back to them to cover other public safety needs.
Marty, does that mean that your money is going to come back to the county? I mean, if the city is getting back their, quote, $1 million from this, does that mean that the county is going to get back? What, are they putting like 2.5 in it, aren't they?
Well, but no, wait. I'm talking about what is going in there now. If we didn't have the public safety tax, the county puts in into central dispatch, they put in 300-some thousand out of our general fund, in addition to which we've got the 911 money that comes from the state, and we put that in, and that's the county's proportionate share, and without the public safety tax. And the city puts in, and I'm rounding off these numbers.
Please,
about
that's fine.
Yeah, please don't give us the exact amount.
So but if the public safety tax is in effect, no longer will the city have to put in the million out of their general fund. No longer will the county have to put in the 300-some thousand out of the general fund. So that frees up that money to be used for whatever their needs are. That's very important to know when you're moving forward with budgets, an extra 300-some thousand that we can count on to use to help make payroll is one thing. If we don't get it, if we are not going to be allowed to put that in place this year, when will they? When will it be in effect? When will the money be coming back? So those are the reasons why we need to know so that you can budget appropriately. And it really does look like at this point that the state's saying you weren't supposed to do it between May 1 and July 1. And now you're going to have to go back and reinstitute what you were trying to do, but it will have to be under these new rules. Now, remember, if indeed everybody understands what the new rules are, that it just means that there's going to be just one income tax. It's not going to be like a public safety tax or whatever. They're throwing all these taxes together, and then the body that controls this, which is the city, will choose out of this $30-some million of income tax, they will decide what percent will go for public safety, what percent will go to economic development, which has never happened before, and then whatever's left will be distributed as it does now. This is a huge difference.
Wow.
So we all need to understand it. And the reason why they threw the economic development part in there is because we have, throughout the state, different counties having different kinds of income tax, and it was just too difficult to follow because we had some counties which just had an economic development tax, and some counties had an adjusted gross income tax, and some had just regular option income tax. And the state said, no more. We're putting it all together. We'll throw it all into one bag. And you folks at the local level have to decide of your income tax what you want to spend on public safety, what you want to spend on economic development, and the rest of it gets split up between the library, the townships, and city and county, so forth. So this is huge because it's $30-some million.
Marty
that
Hawk.
Is not chump change.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us. And no, it's not chump change.
Well, and
not
the really scary part about this glass is we're giving a fairly small group of people all the opportunity to decide where all of this money's going. I'm just shocked that it wasn't somehow divvied up between the various taxing units and then they deciding what was the best use of that give basically the city all of the control over this. What they're saying is that when we vote you in at the county level, it doesn't matter.
Well, but let me be real clear about this, and because it's something you have to kind of give some thought to. It doesn't matter where you live in this county. If you make money in this county, you're going to pay this income tax. It does not mean it's coming back to the area where you live, because it goes into one pot, and it's going to be decided because of the population. It's going to be decided at the city. This is not the city's fault. This is just the way it works, because the vote is tied to the population. So you may make the most money in the whole county, and you may live out in the hinterlands, and that will not bring the money back to your area because it'll go into one pot. There's no way for the income, for the Department of Revenue, they don't keep track of this is how much was raised over here in Richland Township for income tax or whatever township. It all just goes into one pot.
So you have,
and so you have every right to question what this other, what percent is going to be spent on whatever. It shouldn't be, oh, well, it's none of our business because the city will decide. It's everyone's business. And so we all ought to be very interested and have some input in this. But at the end of the day, what we're having is we're going to have the city council make decisions on how these $37 million will be split up, and they do not represent the people out in the county. And that's where I think we all would have a problem with, including I think the city council would also have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't think the city would really be thrilled to death if what happened is everybody was, all this money was going to be sent to the county, and then the county gets to make decisions.
Well, it would be actually, in my opinion, it would be a lot more work, but it would be more fair.
I agree with you, Marty, but they wouldn't like it.
Because there's every citizen, everybody in this county is represented by the county council, whether you live in the city or out of the city or in town Ellisville or out of the town of Ellisville. At the county council level, there's representation.
That's exactly
for
right.
Everybody. So it would seem to me that would make more sense, but that's not the way the legislation reads.
So to have any voice in how this $30 million is going to be spent, what do we do if we don't live in the city?
Well, of course, we'll be, as this goes along, and hopefully this be more discussed so that people actually understand what we're voting on. I'm hoping that there will be those who say, You're right. There's no representation there. Maybe there'll be a group of people who will be the committee to make a decision. Well, that's really kind of, I suppose maybe they think that there are those who think it should be done by committee. Scary thought. So,
yes.
I was not happy about the way it moved forward so quickly. Boom, boom, boom. Have to decide this right away. Well, then we hurried and for nothing other than spending a lot of time. Unless the state comes back and says, look, it looks like we believe that you did that at the wrong time, but since you are the only county that did this at the wrong time, we're going to make allowances for you, Monroe County. We're just going to let you do it. I think there are those who hope that's what the state will say. But you know, when the state's working with 90-some counties, it's pretty tough to say we're going to break the rules just for you because you're so pleasant. I just think that's a problem in itself.
But there's no date on when they're going to quote unquote rule on this. We're just in limbo until that comes
through.
Well,
I just think that part of it's outrageous. Either we're denied or we move forward. Now, I think what's going on might very well be that we still have lawyers trying to negotiate and trying to get all of this worked out.
Well, that should put it into, like, maybe we'll know about it in 2 or 3 years if it's sort of like the special prosecutors.
Well, I just really think we'd be better off just to know and stop with this delay, because if they are going to allow it to be put in place, part of the rules looks like it might be able to be put in place after July, and if it's before September 1, it would still be effective October. But I don't know that, because they may say, no, too late to have to do it next year or something of the sort.
But it is going to happen. It's a question of when, not if, correct?
One would certainly think so. The votes were there before, and I do believe that at some point in time this will pass. But remember, this whole business of it all going into one pot and the adopting body, which is controlled by the city, will decide how the pot's going to be split up, is a new wrinkle here in this. So, but nevertheless, the city still has controlling vote as to whether or not to pass this. So if anybody asked my opinion, they won't. But if they did, I would say just, you know, why should Elso be the one to start it or the county? If the city is going to do this and be in control of it, then let them get the ball rolling and go from there.
All right, well, we'll sit here and wait and see what happens, and then we'll move once somebody else moves, it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, and this is a lot of responsibility of the city council. They have their hands full. They do a whole lot more than just budgets. So I'm not sure if I was the city council, I'd want this responsibility.
Can they get rid of the responsibility?
No.
Well,
unless they change it at the state level,
right.
And if we don't put this in place this year and we get legislation changed at the state that says, for it to be the county, then the city would be off the hook.
How many other counties are trying this? If we're the only one, aren't we, I don't want to say we're dictating policy, but.
If we're the only ones that were trying to do the public safety tax,
yeah.
Everybody else who did the public safety tax had it in place before May 1.
Gotcha.
It was just, you weren't supposed to adjust, add a brand new tax on after May 1, between May 1 and July 1, because that was kind of the transition period, it appears, where the Department of Revenue was trying to put all of these numbers together to arrive at what the new numbers would be. They needed a little spot with saying, okay, we're closing the books on that so that we can get these numbers ready.
Right.
And I think it's just a bookkeeping situation. I mean, if you've ever kept books and you're trying to say we're going to stop doing one thing here and start another time, you've got to have a breather in between so that you can get the numbers ready. That's my guess, just a guess.
All right, Marty. Sounds good. You want to join us next week, see if anything else is happening?
I will do that.
Marty, have a good day.
Thank you, Marty Hawk.
You as well. Thank you.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk checks in with us every Wednesday morning to keep track of your money and who has it and who has the say in how it is spent and where it goes. That's the county council's job, the fiscal body of local government.